Well, if you're a sports fan like me, you've spent the better part of the last 40 years once a week going to the mailbox and waiting for Sports Illustrated to arrive. I've always loved reading Sports Illustrated, but more than anything, I've loved the pictures in Sports Illustrated. And one of the men responsible for so many of those pictures over the years is Ron Madra, who has just compiled a book, a collection of his baseball photos over the course of more than four decades in the game. Ron, the book is absolutely incredible, going back to the 70s right up to the present. Tell me how the idea for the book came about.
Well, the idea came about, I did a book in 96 that I wasn't really all that happy about, that covered kind of 20 years, and I really wanted to do another one that was kind of more representative. And I just sat, was sitting around, and I talked to Tim Kirchen and Peter Gammons, and we came up with this idea of doing a photo book by decades. And none of the writers that I got involved were able to take the time to write the entire book for me. So each one of them said, well, look, we'll do an essay to lead off each decade. And so that's how that came about. And we got Tim Kirchen, Peter Gammons, Lee Monfil, and Tom Ferducci to do all the essays. And then I was really pleased when the commissioner, Bud Selig, did the intro and Bob Costas did the foreword. So the book would have never came about without the help of these guys. And I'm just overwhelmed with the response and that it's getting.
And the stories that you tell in the book are great as well. You're not just a photographer who has taken pictures of guys over the years. You develop relationships. You've been in people's homes. You've been hunting with them. You've been on ranches. And you tell some remarkable stories in this book.
Well, again, I was very fortunate because being on the baseball beat so many years, I've got to know guys like Rich Gossage and George Brett, Robin Yount, Paul Molitor, Ozzie Smith, when they were really young players. And at that time, I was really the only photographer that was pretty much on that beat for Sports Illustrated. And so I did a lot of features. I got to know them. And it was fantastic. I spent 10 days on Goose Gossage's ranch out in Colorado. We went fishing together. We're still good friends to this day. I'm still good friends with George Brett, Yount, and Molitor. So it's been fantastic. And what I've always tried to do is be like the fly on the wall. There's a lot of things that I saw in clubhouses and that sort of thing, but you have to keep that to yourself, you know?
And let the record show, you mentioned Goose Gossage. You caught Goose Gossage. You tell that story in the book.
Yes, I did catch Goose Gossage on the trip that we were in Colorado. It was during the player strike, and Rich wanted to get out there and get some work, and so he said, look, you need to come out and you have to catch me. So I put on the catcher's glove that he had, no mask, no cup, no chest protector, and I'm crouched down in his yard, and he throws a few that were, not too hard, but then he starts to really wind it up, and I caught like two that really, really stung my hand, and I'm thinking, wow, this is just way too dangerous to be back here. And I said, hey, Goose, I think we need to call this a day. And so, and then he goes, I wouldn't want to hurt your trigger finger.
That's good. He was very thoughtful there. Yeah. You tell stories in this book about putting Eddie Matthews to bed after a night out on the town. You tell stories about giving Hank Aaron a ride in your 1969 van. There's a lot of great stuff like that. But as far as the images are concerned, there's black and white, there's color, there's action shots, there's portraits. There are many pictures that I remember from Sports Illustrated covers. I think over the years you had about 70 SI covers. There's behind-the-scenes stuff in clubhouses, in training rooms, at dinner with guys. Just an incredible collection of all sorts of different photos.
Well, again, I had great access. We don't have, as photographers, we don't have that kind of access anymore because there's just too much media. There was, back in the 70s, 80s, I had access to trainers' rooms, and I could go in there, and guys would let me photograph them in the whirlpool or photograph them on the trainer's table, that sort of thing. But again, I was the only photographer around at that time, and so there wasn't the media crush that there is today, and you just can't allow people in the clubhouse with cameras like that anymore. But again, I was very fortunate to be in there with like Roger Clemens and Gary Carter and some other players, and then having dinner with Ted Williams, Wade Boggs, Don Mattingly, and Peter Gammons was absolutely the thrill of a lifetime. I mean, just to sit there after I made my photograph, to just sit there and listen to these guys talk hitting was absolutely fantastic.
The book is A Baseball Life. How can people learn more about it, and how can they purchase it?
They can purchase it on abaseballlife.com. It's not in bookstores because it's we self-published it ourselves, and abaseballlife.com, and that's how you can order the book.
It's a must-have for every baseball library. Take my word for it. Ron Modra, thank you for the time.
Oh, man, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been really fun.